Catherine Deneuve has worked with some of the world's greatest directors and taken on many challenging roles over the course of her glittering career. And along the way, she has not only won numerous awards, she's also been hailed as France's greatest actress. The latest of her films to be shown in New York is Emmanuel Berco's On My Way, which opens tomorrow at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. In it, she plays a 60-something former beauty queen who runs a struggling local bistro and then one day just takes off in her car. It is with great pleasure that I welcome Catherine Deneuve back to our show. Hi.
Hello.
Now, the French title is Elle s'en va, which really describes what happens.
Yeah, ça va. It's actually, in the film, it's very abrupt, you know, when suddenly she decided she stopped, she's in the kitchen of the restaurant, because it's more a big restaurant than a bistro, really, the place where she's working. And all of a sudden, she frees, and she says, I'll be back. And she comes out by the kitchen, she takes the car, nothing on her, and she leaves.
Elle s'en va, meaning she takes off.
She takes off. She doesn't know where. She just very quickly, she's taken by the idea that she wants to have a cigarette, and she doesn't have a cigarette in the car. So that's going to drive her to different strange, funny places, which are part of the story of the script, actually, and it's quite funny. And that's it. And that can happen.
And you have to smoke in this film. I'd heard that you'd quit smoking and was smoking e-cigarettes. So this gets you
no,
back?
No, sometimes, yes, especially in America sometimes. But otherwise, no, I'm still on cigarette. I wish I would stop, but my desire to stop is not big enough yet.
Haven't you made three other films since this one was completed? Do you ever take a break?
Oh, yes, of course I do take a break. But this film has been done over a year ago. And since then, I did a film with Pierre Salvadori, which hasn't been released yet. And I did another film with André Téchiné, who's going to be released at the end of the year.
You've done some wonderful films with him over the years.
Yeah, and this one, the last one we did, is very, very different. Yeah, it's a real story. It's from
Emmanuel Berco, who directed and co-wrote this film, says that she wrote it specifically for you. Did you know that when you got the script?
Yeah, I know that because when we met, I knew her as an actress. Actually, she's also an actress, and she's starting a film on Monday. That's why she was not there with us today in New York. But I knew her as an actress and as a director. I liked very much her film. So when we had the occasion, we met and we said that we would like to work together. So I knew that she would try to write a story for me. That I knew. It's been going over 2-3 years.
And she says that she made your character an ex-beauty queen because she'd asked herself, how come such a beautiful woman didn't manage to have an exceptional life? Although I suspect that's more common than one might suspect.
Well, she's a woman who had sort of a difficult relation with the mother, difficult relation with the mother.
Who's a bit meddling.
What?
Her mother is a bit meddling.
Yeah, and she also has been married. She's lost her husband. Her relation with the daughter are not that good. So she's very much into what she does, her work. She's been in this kind of business, you know, for a long time. That the rest of where she works belong to her parents. It's a heavy thing. It's difficult. She really struggles with all the charges and, you know, what it is to run a restaurant, do everything herself. She has money problems, of course, for the restaurant. And so all of a sudden, yes, she gets fed up. She goes.
Well, this is not the first time she quit. She suddenly quit competing in beauty contests.
Yeah, but
again, because her life intruded.
Yes, it's for different reasons. You know, she didn't compete because she was had an accident. I mean, it's a little more complicated.
Well, could you connect to her on that level? Because you told an Irish newspaper a couple of years ago that when you were young, you sometimes found being regarded as a beauty a burden.
Yes, it can be a burden. Yes.
People don't take you seriously?
No, it's not that. It's just that to be looked at, you know, is when you would like to be listened, you know. It's not anymore because of the age I have, because the fact that I've been doing many things. So now, you know, what I've done is as important as who I am. So it's very different. But it's true that it used to be, and I think all good-looking women, actresses or artists say that it could be a burden. But it's a burden I would rather live with that than some other burden, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Betty, your character, winds up driving not just out to get a smoke, but she winds up driving across France Although she doesn't escape from her responsibilities because she gets caught up in the dramas of her daughter.
Well, actually, she's going to Gross France because she's going to receive a phone call from her daughter. She has a problem with the person who is supposed to take her son and bring him in a holiday to the grandfather who lives very far away from where they live. And then so she decides to go and get him and bring him to the grandfather. So that's why she crosses the border of France.
And along the way, she gets roped into attending an ex-Miss France gala.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize many of the locations. Was that intentional?
She's been very careful about the places she decided to work because she knew to shoot outside. There were a lot of scenes, you know, in the car and with the child when we cross, when we go to his grandfather's. So she really made a very specific and difficult work to really find the places she thought were the best to look at, you know, for a film. But most of it is in Brittany. Mm-hmm. Brittany until we go to Annecy, the lake of Annecy.
And are all of these locations real? The CD Cafe, the furniture store, the nightclub
Absolutely.
Called L'Orange?
Yes, the nightclub was a sort of huge place where they do sometimes, you know, events for the little city where it is, and they had to rearrange it completely inside. You know, it was that size, but it was empty. So it's for the film they did arrange it like it was incredible the work they did and the people they took to fill the place for the event for the few days we shot there. It was incredible the atmosphere.
When you say the few days, the whole film was shot on a rather tight schedule.
Yeah, it was a very tight schedule. We had less than 8 weeks, yes.
And you were working with a lot of non-actors and had...
Yes.
Did you have any time to rehearse?
Actually, she had them working, you know, on the lines and everything because she took unprofessional actors, but she met them before. She didn't just decide like that on the spot where we were shooting. Those were people that she decided to have when she saw them in Paris, and she did a shooting with them to see how it they would do, you know, if they could make it. And
so she gave them some screen tests.
Yeah, she had exactly that. She had screen tests, you know, with all of them, and I had screen tests with her for the boy. I meet at the place, actually, and I go to the hotel with.
Well, the boy is the director's son, and he turns out to be an incredible actor.
Yeah. He's a very interesting young boy, and he's doing a special school in Paris, you know, where he's learning to dance and to sing because he wants to be in musicals. Not an actor, musicals.
My guess is Catherine Deneuve. We're talking about her latest film, To Make It to This Country. You've made a lot of films. Not all of them have wound up here, although there are a few that I wish had been sent over because they are by really great directors and just didn't make the trip across the Atlantic. But this one is called On My Way, and it opens tomorrow at the Lincoln Plaza Cinema. Claude Jeanzac plays your character's meddling mother.
Yes.
She's one of only three real actresses in the film.
It's true. A lot of the other characters are non-professional and acting for the first time, yeah.
Another is Mylène Demangeau.
Oh, yes, she's
who
great.
Who is one of the blonde sex symbols in French cinema before you.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a wonderful actress.
And then everybody else is a non-professional?
Most of them, yes. But it gives a very special tone to the film, and it gives a sort of freshness to the... It's much more difficult for the director to work like that because she worked with them. It's not that she wanted unprofessional just to be themselves. She wanted them to play the part she had written.
Well, certain directors like Robert Bresson or more recently Abbas Kiarostami have said that they prefer to work with non-professionals. But I wonder what it's like for the actors. You would expect a certain kind of response from a professional.
Well,
actor.
It's
be
double.
Different.
You have to be patient, and you have to understand that if you accepted, you know, the thing, you have to accept it all the way. Which means sometimes, all of a sudden, they cannot do it twice. You know, the same, or they cannot say the line twice or three times. So you have to accept that. But also for me, it's interesting because it gives another tone to the scenes, you know, and to the dialogues, and it helps you to get into it a different way that you would do with a professional. It's very interesting. I really did like it very much. Sometimes it was difficult, but I thought it was very interesting.
Did it lead to improvisation?
We had some improvisation. The scene where the old man lighted the cigarette was the bass, she knew that she wanted the man to give me the cigarette, but it was not supposed to be a long scene like that. It was to be a much shorter.
He rolls the cigarette for you.
It's, he rolls it's a the hilarious cigarette for scene. Me, and it's a very funny moment, yeah.
And then there's a group of women who are drowning their sorrows by drinking at this place called
The Ranch. Are not professional either, those women.
And you say they weren't playing themselves?
No.
A couple of the most memorable performances are also by non-professionals. It's hard to believe that Paul, is it Hami, who plays Marco, the 30-year-old?
Marco, that's the man I did a screen test with because she thought it was important that we
would
be together.
He's amazing. I mean, yeah, he should be an actor.
He's an actor now. I mean, he's still an artist. You know, he's a sculptor and a painter. But he has done two films since then. I saw him in a film where he's very good.
And he'd never acted before?
No.
He does give Betty a hard time. And then the boy we're talking about is Nemo Schiffman.
Yeah. Now,
your parents were, and he's the son of the director.
Yes.
Your parents were actors, you and your sister. Now your son, Christian Vadim, and your daughter, Chiara Mastroianni. Mm-hmm. Have you ever wondered whether there's an acting gene?
I don't think so much of an actor gene. I think more of an education where even if you don't talk about what you do or you don't bring your children to where you work, there is a sort of thing that, you know, put them in the mood or appeal to them, you know, because at a certain age, a child doesn't really know what he does unless you have a vocation. But otherwise, I think it's more the fact that you live in that area that, you know, makes the children, you know, desire to do like your parents. And actually, my grandson is going to prepare for films as well. He's preparing a school to be a director.
Does it feel weird to be a grandmother? You play
in
this film.
I love it because I love my grandchildren there. I have a very tall one, and I have four younger ones. I don't know anymore because my son had two children very soon, very quickly. So the older, yes, he's 25. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well,
I go out with him.
You mean as on a date,
yeah,
in a sense?
Yeah, he takes me to dinner, yeah.
Now, it just struck me as odd that an actress would want to make a film with so many non-professionals. Did she talk to you about why she...
She knows I'm very open and very free, that I was ready to take a chance to try that I thought it was interesting. She knew that.
And then it was your idea to ask Gérard Garousse,
yes,
to play the part of the grandfather.
Yeah, that was difficult because she wanted a man of that age, and a man of that age that is not too known. We know all the actors of that period of that age, so she wanted someone different. She was looking through either singers or writers. And I was to an exhibition, and I just met Garousse, who I know, the painter. And when I saw him, I thought of him, I said, that he's the character. And surprisingly enough, because he's very busy working, you know, when I told him, he's a very curious person. He said, why not? And we sent him the script, and he did some tests, and that's how it happened.
Did you have a sense? Do you have a sense when you meet people, this person might be a natural actor?
Yeah. I mean, it's not so much of a natural actor than to be the character. So if he's that much the character, you know, looking the character, I'm sure he can do it.
And then the woman who plays your daughter is
a singer
who's
yeah.
well known in France, although
yeah.
not known
Camille.
Here, named Camille.
Yes, she's a very good singer. Very good singer. She's very good in the film. Very good.
Well, you've worked with some of the greatest directors of our time, Jacques Demy, Louis Buñuel, Jean-Luc Godard, François Truffaut, Roman Polanski, André Téchiné. Was there anything that drew you to Emmanuel Bercot? For making this film?
Well, I go a lot to see films, you know, in Paris. I really love to go to the cinema. And I suppose seeing a few of her films that I thought she was a very interesting director. Like there are some other young directors that I really like, but I'm not sure I will work with them. But I still go and see films from young directors, not only very famous directors.
But also she's a woman, and there's been a lot of talk about why, despite the fact that we've even had a woman winning an Oscar for director,
I remember, yes.
That there aren't more directing films.
But there are more and more of a woman directing films, yes.
Well, in France there's been a number, Agnès Varda, a few others. But
yes, Agnès Varda, Nicole Garcia, a lot of people now are films, people are making films much more easily, so more women as well.
Looking back over your career, you were quite wonderful in even your earliest films, Umbrellas of Cherbourg, Repulsion, Belle du Jour.
But those were great directors, you know. When you have the chance, the luck to work with such great directors at a young age, it's a great help.
Was it a struggle at all, or was it something that you just
It was not a struggle. It was not a struggle. It was something I was, you know, aware of, and it was not a struggle. No, it was just, I thought, an incredible opportunity.
Well, playing the schizophrenic killer in Repulsion, was that a career decision on your part, or being in Belle du Jour to get away from being typecast as the pretty young thing?
No, actually, you know, we it's very different in Europe because you don't have that sort of image idea of a career like you do sometimes here, I think, in America. You make more personal choices because you think it's interesting, even if it's very far from where... from what you have done before. But we don't have that sort of preconception that you are typed as a sort of a certain kind of actress and you should stay in that direction because you have to get people to be used to and accept you in a different kind of type of role of characters. So it's very different, I think, in Europe. You can do things much more... here you think much more of the career, you know, in the big sense, because The thing is, the career of an American actor is much bigger than a European actor, and I suppose you have to be more careful because there is much more in the I don't know how to say it in English. C'est un enjeu. I don't know. You say enjeu, much bigger. So you cannot really take the chance. We have, I think, more freedom.
Well, you do speak English well, even though you didn't know how to translate that.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's a shame. That irritates me when I'm looking for a word, yeah, because I'm very precise in French.
But you have made some films in this country, but not as many as one might have expected.
Frankly, I was not offered very interesting parts. The things I turned down were not, were not interesting parts. That's why I said I'm not going to go to do a film in English because it's American to do things I wouldn't consider in French, mm-hmm. in French, you know, in France. So,
because if you did, that would just be trying to promote a career, and you say that that's not as important to you, although you've had this incredible career.
No, but frankly, I don't think they need someone like me. You know, they have exactly the type of woman I am in America or in England, you know.
Yeah, there'll never be another Catherine.
No, it's true. It's true. I really think that, really. It has nothing to do with modesty. Huh? It's something else.
Catherine Deneuve's film, On My Way, directed by and written or co-written by Emmanuel Bercot, is opening tomorrow here in New York at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And as always, it's a great pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much.